Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. In our previous discussion, or in our previous episode, we discussed a tradition from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, where he mentions two indicators of a scholar. The first one, which we mentioned in the last episode, was that one of the indicators is that when critique is given for his statements or for his opinions, he takes it, and we said why. We don't want to get into it because obviously we mentioned it in that episode. But in this tradition, the other one that the Imam alayhi salam mentions is that this scholar, right, obviously in order to advance and to progress his knowledge, has to know certain things. He has to know how to go about doing the research or how to explain what he knows to his audience in a particular manner. So this is where the Imam alayhi salam mentions, is that yes, okay, a scholar is open to criticism. That is one of the signs of it. In order for him to, and another one is that yes, the scholar is one who has knowledge, but he is able to transfer that knowledge to others in a proper manner. So the Imam says that, so obviously continuing from the first part of the tradition, that where the Imam says that from the indicators of a scholar is his knowledge, وَعِلْمُهُ, to what? To the realities of the skill set, or rather of the methodology within a academic setting. بِحَقَائِكِ فُنُونِ النَّظَرِ, that he has knowledge of how to discuss that particular thing. So now we can say that he has the ability to teach properly. He has the ability to explain his methodology to others. He has a particular methodology and a particular method. Or in a particular discussion with other people, he understands that this discussion, there has to be a certain etiquette to that discussion. And the intention for him to come to that discussion is to progress, is to acquire the truth. So basically what we can say is that both of these, the accepting of the critique and the knowing of how to discuss, which obviously comes from the ability, or both of them come and stem from that particular principle, that a true scholar is one who wants and wishes and desires only to find the truth. This is where this will lead to. There is no other place that this will lead to. That if a person accepts critique, means there's something wrong, then we go find the truth. In the ability to discuss with others, their opinions obviously will go back and forth, and the ability to merge those opinions, to find what is good, will always then lead him to go and find the truth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the right of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhim salam, that we are of those who are of the ones of knowledge. We are not arrogant with our knowledge, and we are of those who spread that knowledge for the blessings of that knowledge itself, and for us to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world and in the next. Inshallah, until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.